With Les Mis coming to the big screen this winter, NSTA reviewer Jacob Blickenstaff suggests a few ways to use this romantic, yet turbulent movie to bring science to light with your artistic students.
I'm cold. Would you let me stay here for tonight?
One of the most anticipated films of the past holiday season was Les Mis, a film adaptation of the musical, which itself is an adaptation of Victor Hugo's novel of the same name. Set in 19th century Paris, this is the story of tragedy and triumph, loss and redemption, all told with barely a spoken line of dialogue. Hugh Jackman stars as Jean Valjean, or Prisoner 24601, and Russell Crowe as Javert, the policeman chasing Valjean for breaking parole. We see Valjean's life at three points: on the day of his parole, 8 years later when he is a successful businessman working under a new name, and finally 10 years after that as he is caught up in the June Rebellion of 1832. While in hiding, Valjean runs a factory that makes rosary beads, where a young woman, Fantine, works. When Fantine is revealed to have an illegitimate daughter, Cosette, she is fired by the factory foreman. To support her daughter, Fantine sells her hair, her teeth, and finally turns to prostitution. Fantine does not survive this life long, and as she dies, Valjean pledges to care for Cosette.
On your way.
I had a dream my life would be.
Help me, please, I have a child.
So different from this hell I'm living. So never know from what it seems.
Where is your child?
Valjean's tenure as Cosette's guardian begins when he buys her from the dishonest innkeepers Fantine had boarded her with. Valjean then raises Cosette as his daughter, and the remainder of the story tells of a love triangle between Cosette, Marius, a student, and Eponine, the dishonest innkeeper's daughter. It may be hard to imagine how a science teacher could use a musical set in early 19th century France, but there is some nice astronomy and biology to be found in the film. It is also important to note that students excited about Les Mis are likely a different group from those who see the action or science fiction films I often discuss in Blick on Flicks. Javert, the policeman who pursues Jean Valjean throughout the film, sings a stirring solo while standing atop a building in Paris. As he walks along a high ledge, he delivers the following lines. Stars, in your multitude scarce to be counted, filling the darkness with order and light, you are the sentinels, silent and sure, keeping watch in the night. You know your place in the sky, you hold your course and your aim, and each in your season returns and returns and is always the same. And if you fall, as Lucifer fell, you fall in flame. Javert apparently knows that the stars fill the darkness with order and hold their course and their aim. The arrangement of stars relative to each other does not change, though they appear to move together around the earth each night. Of course, it's the earth turning on its axis that makes the sun and stars appear to rise in the east and set in the west. The regular arrangement of stars, in contrast to planets, which do not always remain in the same place in the sky. In fact, the name planet comes from ancient Greek for wandering star. Stars are so far away from us that their motion relative to each other is not visible on human timescales, while the motion of planets around the sun, combined with our motion around the sun, causes a complex apparent motion of the planets. Different stars are visible in different seasons because the Earth is in a different part of its orbit around the Sun, and night falls when the Earth is facing in a different direction in the summer than in the winter. The line, "each in your season returns and returns," conveys this dynamic. A good example of this is that the constellation Orion is not in the sky at the same time as Scorpius, as they are on opposite sides of the Earth. Most people in the northern hemisphere see Orion in the winter and Scorpius in the summer, as that is when they are visible in the evening. Finally, Javert equates a falling star with Lucifer, saying that both fall in flame. The term falling star is a common term for what scientists call a meteor. Meteors are small chunks of material, consisting mainly of minerals and metals, that enter the Earth's atmosphere and burn up before they reach the ground. Those large enough to reach the ground are called meteorites, which can cause significant damage on impact. Meteor crater in northern Arizona is one example, and a meteorite impact is one possible explanation for the extinction of the dinosaurs 65 million years ago. The revolt at the heart of Act II of Les Mis is the 1832 June Revolution, where hundreds of college students built barricades in the historic city center of Paris to protest the monarchy. Though the revolt did not last long, some background imagery in the film sets the season quite accurately as June in France. At this point in the story, Cosette has fallen in love with Marius, a student caught up in the revolt. They sing to each other through a gate in the wall around Cosette's home, and all around you see wisteria in bloom. Wisteria is a member of the pea family, and is a climbing vine native to North America and Asia, that grows well in Europe as well. Wisteria blooms from spring and early summer, so the film is getting the botany correct. A biologist colleague of mine used to complain regularly that he could tell movies were filmed on the wrong continent by the plants in the background. Science teachers who want to connect with students who are excited about the arts and music can make use of Les Mis to discuss astronomy and botany.
For more of Dr. Blickenstaff's reviews, go to the NSTA website and search for Blick on Flicks. To the barricade!